With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Rob Quist has been rallying college students in Bozeman and Missoula this week. Eric Whitney reports.
The Democratic candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat was in Bozeman Sunday and Wednesday, and Missoula today. The spring semester at MSU ends May 5th and May 12th at UM. That's well before in-person voting day in the special election, which is May 25. In Missoula today, Quist urged students to recruit their peers to go out and vote.
This election is coming up so fast. There's only 28 days now until the election. So I just want you all to really talk to everyone and acquaint them with the importance of this election.
Quist's campus events included appearances by actress Alyssa Milano, who offered to drive students to early voting sites in Bozeman and Missoula. Republican Greg Gianforte doesn't publish a list of appearances, but his campaign says he was in Bozeman, Billings, Laurel, Deer Lodge, and Missoula this week, and will be in Great Falls Saturday for the only televised debate of the campaign. That debate will be broadcast on MTN television stations Saturday night at 7 p.m. Montana Public Radio will air audio of the debate Sunday night at 6 p.m. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News...
Come on, everybody, get it!
I'm Edward O'Brien. Actress Alyssa Milano visited Missoula Thursday to campaign for Democratic U.S. House candidate Rob Quist. Milano, known for her performances in Who's the Boss, Charmed, Melrose Place, and Commando, stumped for Quist at Montana State University in Bozeman on Wednesday. Milano encouraged college students to register to vote and also to vote for Quist. About 30 people, including Matt and Kara Duren, greeted Milano at the grizzly bear statue on UM's Oval.
Well, we're both big Rob Quist supporters, and we get the added benefit of seeing Alyssa Milano, who, at the risk of aging myself, I've been a fan of for quite a number of years. So it's pretty cool just to see the interactions.
What draws you to Rob Quist?
He identifies with more of my kind of personal beliefs on how the government should interact with society, taking more of an active role in assuring people's lives are, you know, better, people have better opportunities. So I think he'll be a good positive influence.
Gary, do you agree or?
Oh, I agree 100%. I knew him when I was a child. I actually swam in his pond. and he is a good guy. He represents Montana. The other one just doesn't. He's big business and money, and you know, our tuition has gone up here. I really feel that Rob Quist is fighting for us, the normal people, and not the top percent.
Alyssa Milano's passion for progressive politics is now going on almost two decades.
It really started in 2000 when Gore lost, and in 2004 I started campaigning for Kerry. And I would basically do the same thing that I'm doing right now. I would go to different states and I'd drive people to the polls, or I'd canvass and I'd go door to door, or I'd phone bank. And obviously it was a different time then because there was no social media, so I was just kind of doing it as a volunteer. Now volunteering for me comes with a whole other sort of parade, but I'm happy to do it. And you know, I was raised that it's our duty to be part of the political process, and the only way for this country to really function properly is if the citizens are part of that process.
When you're pitching college students to register, get out to vote, what's your sales pitch? What do you tell them?
That if you're upset, if you're not happy with the way things are functioning, if you think that things should be different, you have to register, you have to vote, and you can also run. Like, I think it's important to tell our young people, especially young women, that they can be part of this process in like in a legitimate way, and they should run for politics.
Why young women in particular?
Because talk about an imbalance. There are not a lot of women in our government, and I don't know why that is, but I feel like if there were more, things would be very different.
And when you hear people say, oh, listen, Hollywood actors and performers and musicians, shut up and sing, shut up and act, what do you say?
I say that, well, first we elected a president that was a celebrity, so those are the same people telling me to be quiet. Also, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a citizen of this country, I pay taxes. Although my opinion shouldn't mean more than anyone else's, I just feel like it's my civic duty to participate in the process.
Actress Alyssa Milano gave several people a lift to the Missoula County Election Center at the fairgrounds Thursday morning to vote early in Montana's May 25th special election. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.